And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Fred Black. I wonder about what it will really take for some of our local drivers to stop being selfish and care about the hazards that they create. True, some still run red lights with impunity, but you should see Sewell School Speedway in the early morning. Doing 50 or more on that road is insane. We also have drivers who must not remember much from the last time they studied for the DMV test. They drive in the rain without their lights on, and they don't seem to understand the difference between solid and dotted yellow lines. Just watch what happens when the traffic going east on Estes backs up at Franklin Street intersection, and how people speed into the left turn lane starting back at Library Drive. It would also be nice if some of our drivers remembered that when they do make that left turn, they're supposed to stay in the left lane. And how about visualizing using the turn signals activated by that stick on the left side of the steering column? If one can visualize using them, then one can easily advance to actually doing it. Maybe we should require drivers to take the test every couple of years, but that won't happen. It costs too much. But what do all these accidents caused by uncaring drivers really cost us? This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.